Nigeria's army has rescued 234 women and children from Boko Haram Takfiri Terrace in the northeastern state of Borno. The hostages were freed during an ongoing military operation in Sambisa Forest. Earlier this week, some 500 women and girls were rescued from the terrorist group. And also, British Jews have condemned UK-Israel arms trade, stating that the British government is complicit in the Israeli crimes against the Palestinians. And Saudi warplanes have targeted more residential areas in Yemen's northern Saada province. Fighter jets have also pounded two military bases in the capital Sana'a and the Hodeidah province. This comes as Riyadh keeps blocking the delivery of humanitarian aid to the impoverished nation. Amnesty International says the human rights situation remains grim in Saudi Arabia despite a new king in place. The rights group says King Salman has failed to improve the situation in the kingdom, where rights activists are still being labeled as terrorists and people are imprisoned for taking part in peaceful protests. Former Guantanamo Bay inmates have camped outside the U.S. Embassy in Uruguay to protest their asylum conditions and demand financial reparation for Washington. Six prisoners were granted asylum by the South American country earlier this year. They were furious after being informed that they'd no longer receive the promised financial support. 1 week on from Nepal's deadliest quake in decades, hopes of finding more survivors buried in the rubble are fading away. Officials say they're now trying to reach out to survivors in remote areas with relief supplies. The death toll from the earthquake now exceeds 6,600. Burundian police have made nearly 600 arrests following deadly clashes that were sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to stay in power. Two policemen and a civilian were killed in the capital, Bujumbura, on Friday. Protesters have warned they'd return to the streets on Monday unless the president backs down. And Nigeria's army has rescued 234 women and children from Boko Haram Takfiri Terrace in the northeastern state of Borno. The hostages were freed during an ongoing military operation in Sambisa Forest. Earlier this week, some 500 women and girls were rescued from the terrorist group.